Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 233 of Beyond the Supernatural. We're in the monster section. We've just finished up with the Boogeyman, and now we're moving on to the Boshala. The entry for the Boshala actually started yesterday, and a lot of this page is an illustration. I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. That is the point. The Boshala is this like weird chimerical mismatch monster. Here, I'll give it to you straight from the text, which is actually on the previous page. Quote, "A nightmare creature from another world, the monstrosity is some sort of a shape changer that tries to make itself look like animals from our world, except that it is so alien to our reality that it has no perception of how life forms function or what they are supposed to look like in our dimension. Consequently, the Boshala appears as a tangled mass of animal parts and human features. It may, for example, have the head of a human, the body of a worm, bat wings, 8 spider legs, and a crab claw or tentacles, and any number or combination of fused and unrelated parts." It goes on to say that the mythical Chimera may have been an account of a Boshala. So these are meant to be weird, gross amalgam creatures, and they sure are. Maybe I'll put this picture on the Instagram. I'm not going to attempt to describe it verbally. Definitely, it's a thing that looks like it shouldn't be alive. Would definitely be gross to see in real life, although it's got very big eyes. There is kind of a Jim Henson quality to this. Like, you're not going to see it on Sesame Street, but in the Labyrinth, maybe. As is becoming a trend in this section, this monster is not used for the obvious thing you would think it would be used for, right? The Banshee, folklorically an omen of death, is instead used in Beyond the Supernatural as a sort of hungry spirit creature whining for its din-din, waiting for someone to die so that it can lap up all the sweet PPE. So it's not really an omen, it's just like a pushy stray dog kind of spirit. The Boogeyman, the child predator we talked about over the past few days, set up to be an independent monster, but then at the end, it talks about the Boogeyman being used as some kind of foot soldier for more powerful creatures, when if the author had considered it for a moment, he might have realized that probably no one has much use for a compulsive child predator on the payroll, even if they're a really good child predator, which the Boogeyman isn't. So that was a weird choice. And then here with the Boshala, which has all these cool animal parts and is like super gross and unnatural, as it turns out, the main reason that you summon a Boshala is basically to generate mana. Quote, "When summoned via a special magic ritual and or circle, summon lesser beings, in parentheses, the Boshala brought through respond to the mortal that summoned them like obedient, misshapen puppies. This makes them appealing as monstrous watchdogs and a means to dispose of victims by letting the creatures devour them, but also as a bizarre resource for PPE. The Boshala possesses high reserves of PPE, and when two or more are summoned and allowed to merge together, that combined energy can be tapped by intelligent beings such as human practitioners of magic, demon worshippers, and demonic servants. So basically, sure they can kill, sure they can guard things, but what they're really good for is they have a weird magical property where they can fuse together, and there's some kind of like magical exothermic reaction from their bodies jamming together, and you can capture that energy, that PPE, and use it to power your spells. So it's like you summon one misshapen creature, then you summon another misshapen creature, and then you jam them together and they become a new misshapen creature, and then they also like radiate some magical heat that you can repurpose for spell casting. It's a very abstract, like what a way to take an evocative monster and make their use counterintuitive and like unrelated. However, that was all last page. That's like the basics of the Boshala and the reason that you summon them, to merge them together and harvest the PPE, in addition to just like fetching stuff for you, kind of using them as a weird, ugly pet. However, in addition to the weird and counterintuitive benefits of summoning a Boshala, there's also a weird and counterintuitive risk. Quote, "Whenever 8 or more are together, they're compelled to mate. It is a repulsive, horrific scene in which all the Boshala merge and flow together in one twisting mass of undulating flesh and limbs. The entire process takes a mere 30 minutes, and when they withdraw, becoming separate beings again, there will be one additional full-grown Boshala. This process can be repeated once every 24 hours. Now it goes on to say, the problem here is, as soon as there are 13 Boshalas created from like the breeding stock that you summoned, all of them leave your control and can never be controlled again. So you summon 2 Boshala, you're just fine. You're just fine. Let them get together, let them mingle, pick up that exothermic magic reaction, use it to power your spells. Then maybe eventually you think, hey, you know what? I could really use another Boshala. Get in there, buddy. Have fun. You do another big chimerical fuckfest. This is going great. So much PPE. I'm really happy with the way this is turning out. I mean, it's not quite as efficient as just like keeping some mice in a cage and taking their PPE, but on the upside, I get to devote most of my house to housing and feeding a bunch of giant slimy abominations who want to fuck all the time. So you summon more and more of them naturally, and once you hit over 8, you've kind of hit this tipping point. Boshala birth control fails, they start producing new Boshalas once you get past 12 of them, which, by the way, doesn't that make you an irresponsible Boshala owner? I mean, you started with 8 of these things. They all fused together, all jiggling and flailing for like a half hour, and then when they stopped, there was an additional Boshala. That's only 9. You need to let this happen 4 more times without telling them to stop, which is all you gotta do. All you gotta do is tell them, hey, stop fucking. The house is already slimy enough. I'm never gonna get my deposit back. Everybody keep your ovipositors and your cloacas and your weird corkscrew duck dicks to yourself. I can't own any more Boshalas. You got 4 chances to lay down the law with these obedient creatures before they produce their 13th Boshala and everything goes to shit. So that's, again, that's on you. But anyway, this is where we are. You kept letting the Boshala get it on until there were too many for you to control, and now they just keep reproducing more and more Boshala. It's out of your hands now. What are the rules for this process, which is rapidly picking up steam? Quote, the birthing or duplication process also depletes them all of PPE for 72 hours after they stop replicating. And once the replication process begins, they usually continue for 3d8 plus 8 hours. That's 48 new Boshala created in 24 hours. And should the newly created ones begin to replicate once they're 12 or 13, well, the results can be horrific. Now, it's at this point that I am stumped. And that's the dumbest thing in this page. I may not think that uncontrollable monster orgies is the best or most intuitive way to make use of the Boshala, but I would have been willing to accept it. I mean, they're weird, gross-looking, limbs kicking out everywhere. You don't really understand what you're looking at a glance. Everybody's kind of confused about why this happened and why it keeps happening. As a metaphor for unsavory group sex, like, I've seen worse. But because this is the main threat that the Boshala pose, I really need the rules for this to work, and they're so confusing. I've mentioned all these numbers along the way, where they probably just kind of like whizzed right past you as you were trying to follow the thread here. But let me recap these numbers, and you'll see that they don't make sense. First of all, the entire process of Boshala merging together to reproduce takes 30 minutes. If there are 8 or more, then when they do that, they produce a new Boshala at the end, right? So 8 fuse, then they all come apart after 30 minutes. Well, they all come together, then they all come apart. And then there's 9 Boshalas there. Okay, so successful Boshala reproduction. Then it says, quote, this process can be repeated once every 24 hours. So what you would think is that means they can make one more Boshala a day, right? Like, they've got basically a weird gross refractory period of 24 hours, and then they can all jump back into it. However, the note later says, quote, the birthing or duplication process also depletes them of all PPE for 72 hours after they stop replicating, and once the replication process begins, they usually continue for 3d8 plus 8 hours. That's 48 new Boshala created in 24 hours. So 3d8 plus 8 is, on average, 21.5. So they continue something for 21.5 hours. But what? I mean, the parenthetical says they can create 48 new Boshala in 24 hours. But first of all, I don't know where that 24 hours comes from, unless that's just like a nice significant number to pull out of the range you can get from 3d8 plus 8. But also, it implies that they're going to continue to fuse together and mate every half hour for a whole day. But it just said they can only do this once every 24 hours. Although it did say that it takes 30 minutes, but I took that to mean that's how long they're incapacitated, right? Like, that's the period of time during which your evil lair is not safe, because if the heroes show up, they're supposed to be a bunch of guard chimera, and instead there's just like a big wobbly ball of animal parts panting and looking glassy-eyed. I thought that was the point. Like, they're busy for a half hour. But I guess it could mean it takes them a half hour to produce each new Boshala. Although it does say that they split up after that half hour for sure, because that's when the new one appears. They have to split up for there to be an additional Boshala. So do they immediately jump back in? Then what does it mean that the process can be repeated every 24 hours? What process is the text referring to? Also, the parenthetical says, quote, if the new ones begin to replicate once there are 12 or 13. But I don't understand that either, because it says whenever 8 or more are together, they're compelled to mate. Wouldn't they all jump in? I mean, if you had 14 Boshalas together, wouldn't they all just start fucking? Or is there some kind of an alien etiquette to the Boshala orgy? Do you have to, like, set up a side table? Does one Boshala get up in front of all the others and say in their hideous immortal tongue, thank you everyone for coming today. We've really made some progress here in the large group, but I'd like to break into small groups and fuck now, and then we'll reconvene after the lunch break to share our loathsome fluids as a group. Maybe that's how it works, because that's the only way that this goes exponential. Otherwise, it continues to be linear reproduction, which once every half hour is not nothing. But then again, once you get them started in this process, they're theoretically very dangerous, but all they want to do is have sex with each other. A Boshala orgy, when does it end? Like, I guess if it's a rooftop Boshala orgy at a certain point, big blobs of creepy animal stuff start falling off, and it's like, oh, well, that's, like, out of fuck range. I might as well go start killing people. It's all just very unclear, and it really needs to be clear, because why on earth would you let this happen? That's the dumbest thing on this page. Why in God's name, when you've got a bunch of obedient PPE battery, like, dumb-ass, gross pet dogs, like, it's everything is lined up for you not to let this happen. They're obedient, they're gross, so you don't feel bad about, like, being strict with them. They're useful for other tasks. All you gotta do is keep them physically separated. Should you end up with eight of them unexpectedly, unwantedly, somehow, make the eighth one go hang out in a shed in the backyard and the other seven can hang out around the house. Like, it's not that hard. So you really need to have the rules be clear so these Boshala can get out of control. Because otherwise, I really don't see it happening. Without really clear rules, that level of gotcha is just not satisfying. And it's not like these vague rules help the GM to mess with a player character or an NPC who summons Boshalas. It just muddies the water. There's no threat looming over you if you know that Boshala are in play, because it's just like really vague what happens if somebody breaks the rules. Anyway, we've talked a lot in this episode about the how of Boshala sex. What we haven't really talked about is the why. Join me next time as we turn from Boshala fucking to Boshala fuckability on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.